This I believe. Mrs. Carl A. Ritchie was a schoolteacher. After graduating from Connecticut College, she taught English and mathematics at Stonington and Bristol High Schools in Connecticut. She then married the school superintendent in Bristol. Her work with children did not stop when she became a housewife. Her own two sons are grown now, and she devotes a good deal of her time to the extracurricular activities of children. Here is Mrs. Ritchie.
If character is developed through adversity, then I wonder what strength I can have acquired, for I am one whose life has been very rich and full in the realm of family and friends. Some might consider it uneventful. There have been no extraordinary heights nor sudden depths to awaken unknown qualities in me. The years have brought minor disappointments. I have known what it means to have a brother, and more recently, two sons leave for service to their country. The uncertainty of what may lie ahead for them is often more difficult to face than the reality. It is because of the fairly even tenor of my life that I have come to believe that the manner in which I accept and meet the small daily problems is the important factor in the development of my character. Most people measure up to the serious tests of life. It is the petty, day-after-day discouragements and annoyances that try one's patience. Someone has said that the hardest part of mountain climbing is getting out of the ruts. I believe that the ruts are the small, insignificant experiences I face every day. If I do not allow these to weigh me down, I shall be free to undertake more worthwhile activities. I have always believed that it was better to learn the right way of doing things than to spend time correcting mistakes. As a result, one of my chief interests has been the development of young children, whether my own or others, starting them on the right path rather than bringing them back to it. It may have been my experiences as a former English teacher of changing the he don't that made me realize how difficult it is to undo years of wrong habits or practices. It is this same belief in the importance of early training which has interested me in the Girls Club movement. I believe if young girls and boys can learn right from wrong, if they can learn how to share with others, how to get along with people, they have acquired attributes which will help them throughout their lives. I believe that I must set my standards high and do my utmost to reach these standards. I was fortunate in having a father who believed in learning to live with oneself. I recall as a small girl his saying, "If the other person cannot come up to your level, never go down to his." This has kept me from many acts of retribution which I later would have regretted. It is a trite saying that a person gets from life as much or as little as he puts into it, but the gratification and joy which have come to me from unexpected sources have been ample reward for any small service I may have rendered. The first president of Connecticut College, Dr. Frederick Sykes, impressed upon us as freshmen these words, "Whatever you do, do it beautifully." He was a poet, and it was the poet